a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Senate Taxation Committee. And would the secretary please call the roll?
Frisley?
Here.
Unstead?
Here.
Maher?
Here.
Nelson?
Here.
Nygaard?
Here.
Lederman?
Here.
Hansen?
Here.
All present.
Okay, we do have a quorum. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting?
Second.
So moved by Senator Nelson, seconded by Senator Lederman. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. Once again, if you're planning to testify, please sign in at the register back there by the door. I know things are getting pretty fast and furious, and that's an easy thing to forget once in a while, but it is important. Also, another thing that I think is very important is when you are speaking, be sure that you're speaking right into the microphone, because these proceedings are carried live over the Internet, and they're also archived for future reference. Please turn off your cell phones if you're carrying one, and let's see, our pages today, one we just lost, but Madeline Schuler from PEER, welcome, happy to have you with us, and in just a minute, Amy Bile from Rossholt will be back. Senator Schleckaway is filling in as a page, apparently, sitting in the, so, well, welcome, yeah, welcome. And also our interns, Robbie Canis from Clear Lake, and we're also missing an intern for a little bit, Ashley Tanner from Gettysburg. My plan is this morning we will move Senate Bill 95 right to the top of the list and reopen it first. Being a Senate bill, we definitely want to get that move forward, whatever action we're going to take. Then the other two will be as listed on the agenda, House Bill 1223 and House Bill 1029. So we'll now reopen the hearing on Senate Bill 99, which is an act to modify distributions from the wind energy fund tax. Now, you'll recall that we received public testimony last Wednesday, and at that time we deferred action. And so at this time, we will open for committee discussion and action. I do not intend to reopen the public testimony. So,
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Hunstead.
I think you said Senate Bill 95.
Thank you. Thank you for correcting me. It's Senate Bill 95. There's a big difference between the two. And we do now have Amy Bile back here with us from Rossholt. Thank you for serving us. Any discussion? You're a very talkative group this morning. Senator Hunstead.
For those of you that are here and may want to testify on this, we are closed and going to just talk about it between us. And we've gathered some information. There are a couple of things that I think that we probably learned since we set this on the table to find out what was going on. And one of the things that we found out, or that I found out, is that the townships have been opting out over and over, and their taxes have, in fact, been going higher. And so we know that the local effort has been pretty strong to do the things that they need to do. We also know that, and we found out from testimony before, that a lot of damage happens to local roads in that area because of the additional traffic of putting in the wind towers and taking care of the wind towers. And so I'm going to move due pass on Senate Bill 95.
Okay, we have a due pass motion from second. Senator Hunstead. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Just if I might make a couple comments. I know this bill probably is not in the form that we would like to see it in, but we need to move it out so that we can accomplish that either in the House or on the Senate floor. And I commend Senator Hunstead for moving this forward. So thank you.
Okay, that's a second from Senator Frisley. Further speaking to the due pass motion, Senator Lederman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's hard for me to support the do-pass motion, and I just want to get my remarks on record here. As I look at this tax distribution, and I see that of the townships that we're looking at helping here, I see their tax burden individually going up very slowly, and only one of them having opted out. And I just want to say that after talking with my county commissioners and my highway director, Ray Rogo in Union County there, we talked a lot about it. We had several discussions because I wanted to get to the bottom of how do we get more money to the townships? How do we help them? And their main concern is that the townships have to help themselves, and they've got to raise that mill levy. And we all know here, I mean, there's a great amount of knowledge sitting behind this desk in small government affairs and taxation. And we all know that we can have entities move their levy up by the 3% or CPI, whichever is greater, every year. And by looking at the numbers here, I don't see a huge shift besides Richland Township opted out, and looks like they've had some sufficient or at least marginal increases in extra revenue that they've gotten from their residents. So I got to oppose this bill, because unless I see the townships putting some skin in the game, moving their mill levy up, or trying to do an opt out, I don't see how the county can take it upon themselves to disperse more money than is already allowed or determined by the state law. So with that, I'll end my points. Thank you.
Senator Nygaard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I think we have to explore this a little bit further, in that we're not talking about a bill in front of us today that would impact Union County. What we're looking at is a bill that's written very specifically that addresses about 23 townships. An increase in the mill levy, we had testimony the other day on this subject that shows that usually this land is not the best land in the world. And so usually the mill levy going up, it's hard to support that. I'll give you that example. I think, well, let's see, the commerce people that share Commerce and Energy Committee with me know that we saw a picture of energy development in northwest South Dakota, where in this one man's land, some 1,900 acres, there were 15 or more wells pumping out $19 million a month in revenue, and all these little roads in this very frail environment of land prior to the oil exploration and discovery was worth maybe $100 an acre. Well, believe me, the counties aren't rushing forward to maintain that for those local people. Just like here, now when it's suggested that the townships have to work a little harder, you know, I don't think townships can work much harder than they do. I know over in Turner and Clay County, our townships, they have a piece of equipment that they maintain themselves. They volunteer to run it, to clear the roads, all kinds of problems that they solve on their own without monies. This doesn't address that status quo. What it addresses is when there's a special income, in this case, wind energy, with renewable energy, having occurred along those power lines there, in those wind towers up in these specific counties, there's a windfall in terms of revenue, and we saw how it's divided up between education and state, local, and the amount going to the township doesn't cover this ongoing cost of maintaining the roads, grading, blading, snow removal. And if we're going to truly support economic development in South Dakota, we have to make sure they can get to that multi-million dollar wind tower they have to maintain. And we've also had testimony, and I know from the Energy Committee, that these things require routine maintenance, not just occasional, but routine, to keep operating. So if we're really going to back energy in this state. I think this is a great opportunity to do an experimental a bill that addresses one area, admittedly small, but obviously unique, so that down the road a few years when this oil boom and starts to crawl further into South Dakota, that we believe it will, and create more economic activity. We're going to have a lot of imbalance between townships and counties, and who's going to maintain that road? People have townships have opted out, or not opted out, they've dissolved in certain western counties, but they haven't had that increased need for roads that this represents. Anyhow, I urge you pass.
Thank you, Senator. Further comments? Further speaking to the motion? Further speaking to the motion? Seeing none, we'll call the roll on the do pass motion.
Frisley?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Maher?
No.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Lederman?
No.
Hansen?
No.
4-3.
Okay, Senate Bill 95 will go to the floor on a 4-3 vote. With that, we will move on to the next, open the hearing for House Bill 1223, which is an act to exempt from sales tax certain handling fees paid by religious organizations to approved relief agencies for the distribution of food which is provided for the assistance or relief of the poor, distressed, and underprivileged through food giveaway programs. Good morning, Representative Steele.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and honorable members of the Senate Tax Committee. HB 1223 is an act to exempt from sales tax certain handling fees. It did pass the Taxation Committee in the House 13-0. It did pass off the floor of the House 70-0. A number of years ago, as a legislature, we passed a law which states there is to be a sales tax on handling fees. Checked back on this, and as near as I can tell, this happened somewhere around 1965. And along the line, it got buried someplace. Got waylaid. And it was found during last summer's summer study. This has lumped into one group all fees, including some organizations that donate money for the sole purpose of giving away food to the poor and the distressed, etc. When I first wrote, by the way, I didn't introduce myself, did I? Manny Steele, District 12. Sorry about that, committee.
Thank you. Welcome.
Up front, as I should have. When I first wrote the bill, the Department of Revenue said, this is the law. And the executive branch has informed us that we ought to start charging the tax October 1st of 2011. I went to contacted the governor's office. The response was the legislature passed the law, and if the legislature feels that it needs to be changed, it's up to us as a legislature to change it next session. There was quite an uprising in Sioux Falls when this went to press on a Sunday morning. The people found out that a tax on food that is being given away to the poor, that there's going to be a tax on this. Quite an uprising, because apparently there was enough contacts made to the governor's office that following week that the governor's response was the general public has spoken loud and clear about this law. And there appears to be enough concern from the general public that the governor's office responded by saying that they would hold off on starting the charging of tax until after session so that the legislature could have a chance to amend the law if they felt it was appropriate to do so. This final bill was written with input from the governor's office and the Department of Revenue. Both Tony Van Heusen from the governor's office and Andy Gerlich, Secretary of Revenue and Regulations, have found the bill acceptable. I have contacted the Attorney General's office to see if they had any problems with the bill. They did not. This bill is not to eliminate all taxes on fees on all giveaway foods. It is only for religious organizations recognized under Section 501c3. This money is originally donated for the sole purpose to feed the poor, distressed, and the underprivileged. I ask for a favorable vote on this bill so that the money donated to feed the poor will be able to go to meeting that need. Thank you, committee members, and thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will stand by for any questions if there are. Thank you.
Are there any other proponents for House Bill 1223?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Senate Taxation Committee, Senator Todd Schleckaway, District 11, Sioux Falls. Representative Steele set the stage well for you guys. This is an issue we've been working on since last spring. We happened to go to church with the executive director of Feeding South Dakota, Matt Gasson, who many of you have met out here in Pierre. And again, just a couple points I want to emphasize. You know, why we're bringing this forward, the principle of the issue, obviously. I want to get into what is a handling fee, just so everybody's clear. We're not talking about exemption from the cost of the food. You know, this is donated food. Handling fees are distribution costs that a group like Feeding South Dakota is required in some cases to charge on a per-pound basis relief agencies who distribute, who give away food for free. And so we're talking about sales taxes on the handling fees. Those distribution costs here is what we're already talking about. The Department of Revenue, you know, it needs to be stated they've been very cooperative with both Representative Steele and I, been very great to work with. And they are not currently collecting this tax. But without this legislative vehicle, this will be start being collected. The fact that they're not collecting it means there's no money lost here. Currently, the Department of Revenue already exempts 160 agencies already from the handling fees, sales taxes. What this would do by adding the church 501c3 designated agencies, it would add another 156 agencies to that, okay? Many of them, probably there's one in everybody's district, you know, in this state. So all we're doing is adding the church 501c3 designated agencies to this. With that said, I would appreciate the committee's support. I will stand by for questions.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. My name is Bob Miller, and I'm from Pierre, and as Jeremiah used to say, I'm appearing here without fee or portfolio. I happen to be a member of the Board of Directors of Feeding South Dakota, and prior to that, I was ran a program to build a food bank here in Pierre, and then we joined with Feeding South Dakota. I'm only here in case you have questions about Feeding South Dakota itself as a board member that I might be able to answer. But on behalf, I can't say on behalf of the organization, on behalf of Bob Miller, we would ask your favorable consideration of the measure in front of us. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other proponents for House Bill 1223? Any other proponents? Any opponents for House Bill 1223? Any opponents? Seeing none, I will open it up for committee questions.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Nygaard.
I'd like to ask one question of Mr. Senator Schleckaway. Mr. Chairman. Senator Schleckaway, and that first group that you said already are receiving an exemption from handling fees, and the 162 or 160 something number sticks in my mind. What designation do they have that gives rise to that exemption?
Thank you for the question, Senator Nygaard. The only thing I can tell you is they have been given a designated exemption from the Department of Revenue. And maybe Ms. Talley would be able to answer that. Or Representative Steele, I can tell you that they have been exempt for a long time.
Right.
And it's the designation given them by the Department of Revenue.
Thank you.
Yep.
Mr. Chairman, could I ask Ms. Talley to come forward?
Mr. Chairman, Jan Talley, Department of Revenue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jan, what is that? Give us a little history on that and see why is it that 501c3s and religious organizations up until this being tendered today had not been given that exemption, and who are these 160-some others?
Okay, the exemption that he's speaking to is for a relief agency.
Foreign?
A relief agency.
Oh, for relief, yeah.
A relief agency applies to us for an exemption number, and they have to meet certain requirements to be exempt from tax. They have to be a 501c3, and they provide services directly to the poor, distressed, and underprivileged. Most churches do not qualify as relief agencies, and most of you know that churches are subject to tax. When a church purchases something, they have to pay sales tax on it. A relief agency is different. When they make purchases, they can buy those tax exempt. And that's the listing that he's speaking to.
Thank you.
Any other questions of the committee? Seeing none, I will close this portion of the hearing and open it to committee discussion on House Bill 1223.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Nelson.
I move due pass on 1223.
Motion by Senator Nelson, second by Senator Maher. All those in favor vote aye. All those opposed, nay. The secretary will call. I'm sorry, comments on that? Okay. Moving along, sorry.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Nygaard.
I do have comments, but I feel duty-bound to comment because I have been rather adamant this session about not widening the tax base and keeping our taxes down. But, and I say but because I intend to support Senator Nelson's motion, but here's why. We haven't been taxing the handling of this. It seems to be a fairness issue. When we take the designation 501c3 and try to separate some that have the exemption and some that don't, I think this bill moves us further in regard to fairness. And also, I think more and more today, churches are getting more and more involved in helping to feed the poor. And I think one of the things that makes this state great is our religious institutions in South Dakota. And especially in a time of a recession, we don't need to start doing something that we weren't doing before to put a further burden on taking care of the poor. So with that, I'll support it.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, but since you started, Senator Nygaard, I must throw something in. I just want to say that the work that's being done in Sioux Falls is tremendous, and the people that they're helping is just such a great charity. And I would be remiss if I did not give kind words out for Pastor Jeff Hayes for all the work that he's done. And I've seen the photos and I've seen the results, and they are helping so many people in need. And so I'm, this will be my first action actually holding the gavel and deciding on a bill in after 4 years of being in the legislature. And I'm so proud that this, my first bill to make a gavel rap on, is such a worthy bill. So, having said that, I'm trying to go fast because I don't want Senator Hansen to come back and take the gavel away from me. So a motion's been made by Senator Nelson, or Senator Nelson, and seconded by Senator Maher. Will the secretary please call the roll?
Frisley.
Aye.
Husted.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nygaard.
Aye.
Hansen is excused. Lederman.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Yes.
Unless someone Senator Prisley.
Would prefer to speak on this on the floor, I would move consent.
Sorry?
Senator Frisley, I think we all believe well in this bill, but I would like to give Senator Schleckaway the chance to speak to it on the floor, if that's okay. Thank you, Senator. House Bill 1223, having been passed by a majority vote of the members-elect by unanimous decision, is now declared passed and will go to the floor with a due pass recommendation. We will now open the hearing for House Bill 1029, which is an act to authorize the publication of the names of certain delinquent taxpayers. May we hear from the first proponent, please.
Good morning again, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Jan Talley, Department of Revenue. I bring you House Bill 1029 today. It's an agency bill. This bill would allow us to post the names of delinquent taxpayers on the Internet. The department is continually looking for new collection methods. This would give us another collection method by posting their name on the Internet. Currently on our list of top 100 delinquents, they owe the state approximately $5.6 million. And this may provide an additional incentive for these people to pay their bill. The way the bill works is at least 90 days before we would post their name, we would send the taxpayer written notification of their debt and give them that 90 days to clean up the debt. If they did, they would not be posted on the Internet. This list includes sales use and contractors excise tax and possibly some tourism and telecommunication taxes. Basically, the taxes collected by our agency other than the motor fuel taxes are not included in here. Any account that would be in an administrative hearing or making a partial payment to us would not be put on the list because they would be in some type of an agreement with us to pay their back debt. Currently, 14 states do post the names of delinquent taxpayers on the Internet with a lot of success. The state of California recently published an article in Tax Express and talked about their success with what they call cyber shame. Of course, their debts are quite a bit larger than South Dakota, but they've had success in doing that. This bill came through House Tax 13-1 and passed the House floor with a 61-3 vote. So I'm asking for a favorable vote on 1029. Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Talley. Are there any other proponents for House Bill 1029? Any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1029? Any opponents? I will now open the hearing up for questions of the committee. Senator Maher.
Ms. Talley. Ms. Talley, Mr. Chairman, Jan, after you stopped by and visited with me on the floor, I went back and looked at this bill. You went through quite an extensive amendment over in the House. Can you explain what happened there and all the different statutes that are referenced now that weren't there previously?
Mr. Chairman, thank you, Senator Maher, for that question. There was an extensive amendment in the House. Before, the bill just addressed sales use and contractors excise tax, those words written. And what we did is we changed the references to include all of the chapters. And the chapters identified there is like sales tax, tourism tax, tax on farm equipment, contractors excise tax, the municipal tax, the amusement tax, telecommunications tax, and the motor vehicle leasing tax. Those are all taxes that we collect on the sales tax return. If we had a delinquent account that paid all those individual taxes, our lien would be based on all those individual taxes, anything that would be filed on the sales tax return. Another amendment that we did to the bill, there was a conflict with the 90 days, and then they had 60 days to pay. And we amended it to give them the full 90 days. And then another section that we amended was in Section 5, which it says the name of the person will be removed. I think it originally said within 15 days, and we changed that to 10 days because there was concern in the House that, you know, once you pay up, I want my name off the list. So we shortened that time period. We thought within 10 days we could pick that up in processing within the department and remove their name from the list.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Maher.
One other question. These individuals that are with delinquent taxes, are they? Why aren't they being prosecuted then? Or I mean, where's that in the whole stage of the game?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Ms. Tolley.
Senator Maher, most of these accounts are ones that we have considered uncollectible. We've done all the collection activity on them. We've filed liens, distress warrants, gone the whole route, maybe even criminal on some of these. But we were unable to collect the debt, so it's still sitting out there on the state's books.
Senator Hunstead.
I generally believe that if you can do something and no one knows it, you will go ahead, and so if it comes to the public notice, that you behave better. So within this, that's what you're attempting to do, and I applaud that.
Incentive health.
I'm a little more concerned with the Internet. I'll share with you that the Aberdeen Chamber of Commerce website for almost a week had nudes on it. That's all it had. There are people out there that can do things with the web that I can't do and you can't do. In fact, I have to have my kids stop the clock from blinking on my VCR. Still, if it was published in a newspaper where we knew that the newspaper was going to print it properly and it was going to show up, and that nobody was going to, unless they went around with a paper and pencil or eraser, it would be the truth. I am concerned that somebody might be able to get on this site in some way and put me, even though it wasn't me, and by the time I know about it, it's been there for a while. So it's a question. Now I have to go to the question. The question is, what are you going to do to assure me that we will have a secure enough website that some hacker won't be able to do bad things with this information?
Mr. Chairman. Senator Hunstead, thank you for the question. We have discussed this. I am very confident in the state's firewalls as far as protecting the Internet sites of the state. And I would rely on that protection. When we post this report, it would be posted as a PDF report, which is very difficult to alter. I mean, I know hackers can do it, too. But I would be very confident with the Bureau of Information and Technology and in protecting that information on our website.
Senator Hunstead.
Well, you don't have to be a hacker to read PDFs. All you have to do is have Microsoft Word, and the PDF will come in as a Word document, which you can change. So in some respects, I know that I've heard this from other people. This is why our bills are on PDF, so that they come. This doesn't take a hacker, really. That's not any protection. That is zero protection. So yeah, would you think it would be friendly to put something on here that we could do proactively, if someone gets damaged, that we would go farther enough to do immediate releases, that someone, this has been hacked and some innocent South Dakota citizen has been accused of something publicly that wasn't true? I'm asking.
Mr. Chairman.
When should I go?
Now. Okay. Let's do pro bono testing on that one and not go further with it. And then I'll leave it pro bono later so we don't care.
Mr. Chairman. Senator Hunstead, if someone had the ability to hack into the state's website and we found that out, and altered a report of ours, which in all the years I've worked for revenue, that has never happened. I mean, we would immediately pull that report from the website, but I don't know of that ever happening. And the thing we need to remember here is these people have liens filed against them. It's already a public record. It's already a public record in the county that they reside in.
Mr. Chairman. Well, I want to tell you, I am not trying to protect the delinquent taxpayers, so anybody that's already doing a postcard campaign against me, that's not the purpose of what I asked the question. I asked the question about the innocent people who could be damaged by information running around on the web, which is notoriously not protected. And even if we could protect your computer, doesn't mean someone can intercept that somewhere in the middle of the process. I just want us to be aware that if we do something on the internet because it makes us feel good, it is not secure. And if you wanted to do this in a newspaper, I'd be 1,000% behind you. But that's not what you asked to do. You asked to put it on the internet. So I may be against it for that reason unless we come up with some protections for the innocent people, not the guilty ones, not the ones who haven't paid their taxes, but the innocents who might find themselves publicly embarrassed, and it would take us even 10 days to get their name off the list, is if we could maybe somehow go back and fix it, and then not have any way to apologize to those folks that have been wrongly accused. I'm probably not going to be a supporter. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Talley. Are there any other proponents for House Bill 1029? Any other proponents? Oh, I'm sorry. God, I got kind of lost there. Any other questions from the committee? Seeing no more questions, I'll close this part of the hearing and open up for committee discussion and or action. Senator Meyer. Senator Meyer's motion to do pass and seconded by Senator Nelson. Secretary will call the roll. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say nay.
Frisley?
Aye.
Hunstead?
No.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Hansen's excused. So it's 6-1.
House Bill 1029, having won by a majority vote of the members elect, is now declared due pass. This would end our session today. We spoke with the chairman before committee and had decided to bring up another issue. So a little unorthodox activity.
Oops, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Senator Nygaard?
Well, I just wanted to, in light of what you're starting to say, I would like to make a motion to take House Bill 1197 off the table for reconsideration at this time, an amendment.
Is there a second? Thank you. A motion to take 1197 off the table was moved by Senator Nygaard and seconded by Senator Tom Nelson. All those in favor, please, or are there any comments you'd like to make, Senator Nygaard? I think for the on behalf of the members here that have not been part of the conversation, they might want to understand what's
right.
Going on.
Well, this is what this would do would be to bring to our attention today legislation for tax exemption for low-income veterans housing. We have a major problem in America today and also even in South Dakota where we have veterans who are homeless. And this bill, I think we need to examine this potential bill to see if, in fact, it could qualify for some federal programs if we had the right state statutes in place and address this problem of homeless veterans in South Dakota.
Thank you, Senator Nygaard. And in addition to this, because it's a House bill, if we did take this off the table and hear it, we would have time to take testimony later. This would simply be a motion to take it off the table to be reconsidered. I'd like to add the reason why we would like to do at least proponent testimony for us today is because we have with us the lobbyist for the American Legion, Royce Lesh, here, and also we know we have out-of-town testimony. I would like to support the motion and take proponent testimony and then defer the rest of the hearing for a later date so we can have time for the Department of Revenue to discuss and come up with any amendments if they feel are necessary so that we can take action on it later. So the motion on the motion before us now is to take House Bill 1197 off the table for reconsideration. Having a motion and a second, will the secretary please call the roll? Oh, is it a voice vote?
Frisley?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Unanimous.
Hold on 1 second.
Do we have to do another motion to consider? Now that we did the reconsideration motion, do we have to do a separate consider to consider? Motion to consider.
Okay. Having the motion to reconsider been passed, we now need a motion from the committee to consider the bill so we can take proponent testimony today. Is there a motion to consider 1197?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Nygaard.
I would like to move to suspend the rules, and we don't have to spend normally. I thought we'd wait a day. Okay. Well, we'd like to I'd move to take it up for immediate consideration today, as our calendar is already cleared and we have time and space and out-of-town testimony. So
there's a motion on before the committee now to consider 1197. Is there a second?
Second.
Having a motion by Senator Nygaard and a second by Senator Maher, House Bill 1197 is being proposed for consideration. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay. Secretary, please take the roll.
Frisley?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Six.
Senator Maher.
I'd like to move Amendment 1197 FA.
Motion by Senator Maher to move Amendment 1197 FA, seconded by Senator Hunstead. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay. It's a voice vote. Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Hearing none, it's a unanimous decision. We will take testimony on House Bill 1197 as amended. Are there any proponents for House Bill 1197 as amended?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, and thank you for taking up this measure. My name is Lou Weinberg. I'm from Sioux City, but I am a property owner in Rapid City, South Dakota, and I'm appearing here today on behalf of Jim Castleberry with the Cornerstone Rescue Mission in Rapid City. The reason for our request before you, I was approached by the mission here about a month ago for the purpose of a vacant building we had, and working with them to construct 12 units of homeless veterans housing. Rapid City has an extreme shortage of beds right now. The mission, and some of you may know this better than I do, the rescue mission has 60-bed facility for homeless veterans. The facility that Jim was talking about in this proposal with us would be 12 individual one-bedroom apartments that would move veterans from the shelter into basically a semi-permanent housing arrangement, along with intensive social services to help them adapt to more of a conventional lifestyle than they've been living in the past. I think why this particularly was interesting to me, I'm a Vietnam veteran. I know several of you on this committee are veterans. I think Senator Nygaard served in Vietnam when I served there. For those of us who are fortunate to be in the condition we are in today and where we're at here, not physical condition, Senator Hunstad.
Well, I'm a Vietnam veteran.
Oh, you're a Vietnam veteran, too. I thought We were talking about an MRI earlier, so that's that was a reference. Sorry about that. Are fortunate to live the lives we do and not be homeless. Unfortunately, for a lot of our brothers and now sisters, that is not the case. As we are going into second phases of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, we are seeing more and more homeless veterans, and many of them women. So Rapid City has an extreme shortage. Everything is filled. The Section 8 housing waiting list with Pennington County Housing Authority has 2,000 people on the waiting list. Now, these are for Section 8 vouchers that help subsidize their rent in places like Jim was talking about constructing. So the program he wants to use is one that's through the Veterans Administration. They provide vouchers to the Pennington County Housing Authority, and they in turn, the veteran applies for those, and then he can use those to find housing, particularly with services and facilities like the Mission Runs. These are expensive to develop. The veterans, obviously, in this case, are extremely low income. So without the Section 8 voucher from the Veterans Association, they can't even afford the lowest of rent. So the development cost remains the same high. So one of the things we're looking at is that it's just not feasible to do it with a proposed property tax that this property would have to pay. So we are asking your committee and the legislature to consider an exemption for this type of housing when it's operated by, managed and operated by a nonprofit like Cornerstone Mission. And I believe I emailed to Senator Lederman a copy of a support letter from Cornerstone, and I don't know, was that passed out? I guess I would ask if there are any questions of the committee members that I could answer to you. And Jim apologizes he couldn't be here today, but it's a little bit short notice, and he is in Florida. So,
thank you, Mr. Weinberg. Are there any other? We will, if you please stick around, we will ask do some questions before the end of the committee, but I will defer the remainder of the testimony for opposition till another day so that we have time to discuss with the Department of Revenue.
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Are there any further proponents for House Bill 1197 as amended? Any other proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Rice Lesh with the American Legion of South Dakota. I just want to let you know that we support this bill. We've discussed it. And so I wholeheartedly support the veterans that are homeless, and there's getting to be a lot, several more homeless veterans as the time goes here with the ends of these wars. So thank you for your support. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Senator Nygaard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With your permission, I would like to read this record, this letter from Dr. Jim Castleberry into the record so that our listening audience can get some collaboration of this point of view.
Sounds good.
Dear Legislative Committee, please accept this letter in support of a legislative amendment to allow for a property tax exemption for housing of low-income veterans. As the members are well aware, the need for affordable housing has hit critical mass on both sides of our state. Cornerstone Rescue Mission operates a 60-bed transitional housing program for homeless veterans. There is a need for affordable housing to allow us to move veterans that are ready into permanent housing. We have found an excellent location in Rapid City and a good use for a building that has been vacant for several years. The owner, Lou Weinberg, is in support of the project as an appropriate step in addressing the need of this population. Given the low rent required and the costs associated with the project, the prospect of adding property taxes makes this project too expensive to support operational cash flow. Cornerstone Rescue Mission will operate and manage this property consistent with its charitable organization status. The salient points in consideration are, one, the project deepens the affordability level of the housing units proposed and provides affordable units within the project that would be possible without tax exemption. Cornerstone Rescue Mission has, having developed and operates housing for the homeless and low income, and has demonstrated that it has the capacity and experience to successfully manage the project in the future and place it in service. The project is not feasible without tax exemption. PhD, Jim Kasper.
Thank you, Senator Nygaard. To accommodate the schedule of the out-of-town guests, we will take questions at this time from the committee members for the proponent testimony. Are there any questions of the committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hunstad.
I'm sorry that I've lost your name somewhere along the line, and I apologize for that. But
Lou Weinberg, Senator.
You are the current owner of this property, I take it?
Yes, we are.
One of the problems that we are going to have here is it's no skin off our back if we remove this property from the tax roll, but it turns out to be a local issue, and they're going to have additional load on their tax. The local people, because of the way we figure property tax, we look at need first, and then we look at the value of property and divide to come up with the tax. So this tax load will be dispersed back on to the public. I'm not talking about the new tax because that may be really high. I was trying to get in the form of a question here then what the current tax load is on a vacant building and how you think that will be changed by this new whatever development happens.
That's an excellent question, Senator. The present tax value of the building and land are $200,000. And I'm not sure what the mill levy is today in Rapid City, but I would say that'll be anywhere from $3,000 to $6,000.
Thank you for that. That's exact number. And how much maybe you know this, maybe you do not. What is this new development going to cost beyond the value of the property that's currently there?
Senator, one of our proposals to Dr. Castleberry is that we would contribute the land and building into the project at no cost. I think the overall project with all the expenses is close to $2 million.
Thank you very much. That's good numbers to know. And perhaps we might see an amendment here that just freezes the taxes where it is and doesn't take into consideration all of the new development. But we're going to have several options, and clearly we're going to hear from opponents as we go forward, and you may not be here. This is why I wanted to ask you today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator.
Are there any other questions of the committee? Seeing none, we would need a motion by a member here to amend the title before we close.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I move title amendment 1197 FTA.
Is there a second? Having a motion by Senator Nygaard and a second by Senator Nelson to move 1197 FTA title amendment.
Is this voice vote?
We'll have a voice vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed nay. Motion passes.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Hunstad.
I have a motion to defer further action on this until the next meeting.
Senator Hunstad has a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is to defer the rest of the meeting till the following day. All in favor say aye. All opposed say nay. Secretary, voice one. Aye. Okay. This concludes this morning's agenda. We will next meet at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, February 15th, which will be the 22nd legislative day, where we will hear House Bill 1078 and House Bill 1116. Please leave your notebooks here for the secretary to complete. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion by Frizzly, second by Hunstad. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned.